The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, just 2 days left in early voting.
So what can we expect out at the polls today? Kristen Yates has more.
The push to the polls is as strong as ever, especially since Dallas County has extended voting hours till 9 p.m. in the evening through tomorrow. Elections Administrator Heider Garcia says don't be caught napping, though.
Friday, November 1st, is the last day of early voting. Then everything closes down, and the next time there will be voting available will be Tuesday, November 5th.
Across counties, polling locations have been filled with active voters. Collin County Elections Administrator Bruce Sherbet says it's been highly impressive.
We're probably going to end with somewhere around 75 to 80% turnout in this election. We're tracking to be what you would expect for a presidential election. It's always a good turnout. This one, it's not going to be any different.
A reminder that you cannot have your phone, only a printed sample ballot in the voting booth with you. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Do early voting numbers in Texas show Republicans in the lead? Eric Likem has more.
About 7 million or one-third of registered Texas voters have already voted. Early numbers are showing Republicans getting out ahead of Democrats and padding their lead. Around 1.8 million voted in GOP primaries previously and 1.2 million in Democratic primaries. But the biggest number was those who didn't vote in primaries, around 2.2 million. Republican consultant Dr. Ross Hunt with Murphy Nassica says a blue wave to correct the trend is possible, but every day that passes, the vote remains 7% net Republican, with the GOP padding their lead. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Eric Likem, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Coach from the Mesquite ISD accused of having an inappropriate relationship with a student.
Police in Balch Springs say they got a notice from Mesquite school officials about a possible inappropriate relationship between an educator and a student at a middle school. AC New Middle School is part of the Mesquite ISD, but inside the Balch Springs city limits. Police say their investigation resulted in a charge of child grooming against Sergio Gonzalez. He'd been with the Mesquite ISD since 2004 and was a coach and teacher. He was arrested on Wednesday. The school district says Gonzalez was placed on administrative leave and then resigned. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is life in prison for a Dallas man who killed a perceived romantic rival 4 years ago.
In the course of just 2 days, 26-year-old Jorge Esparza went from presumed innocent to life in prison.
We, the jury, unanimously find the defendant, Jorge R. Esparza, guilty of murder as charged in the indictment.
Esparza killed UTA nursing student Ricardo Madriz minutes after he dropped off his date in South Dallas. The woman had previously dated Esparza. He had been stalking her. In fact, several women testified Esparza stalked them as well.
That's him again, slashing the tires to the cars.
Several hours after convicting Esparza of murder, the jury decided to send him to prison for life. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Five women's college volleyball teams have canceled matches against San Jose State because of transgender player Blair Fleming. Now, San Jose State's asking for compensation from Utah State and Boise State for lost revenue. Citing financial harm, the school says they lost concession and sales revenue because the games weren't held. The schools, though, say they will refuse to pay San Jose State. Hey, want to sell your gun? Make a little money as well? Mesquite's going to take it.
The Mesquite Police Department is conducting a gun buyback event aimed at enhancing community safety. Participants can anonymously surrender unwanted firearms in exchange for gift cards with no questions asked. The event will be held from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. this Saturday at Mesquite Arena on Rodeo Drive. It's a drive-up event and participants must remain in their car. Firearms should be unloaded and placed in the trunk. Boxed ammunition will also be accepted, but explosives will not. You will get $100 per handgun, $150 per long gun or ghost gun. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A bat found outside Campese's on Dallas Parkway in Plano tested positive for rabies. Now, this bat was discovered last Thursday. Officials have not identified any direct human contact, thankfully, but they're advising pet owners to contact Plano Animal Services if they think their pets may have come in contact. This is the second rabies positive bat found in Plano since September.
The CDC says 15 additional E. coli cases have been linked to the outbreak at McDonald's restaurants in 13 states. That brings the total number of cases to 90, but the agency says the newly reported illnesses were from before McDonald's and supplier Taylor Farms took action to remove onions from restaurants. Slivered onions are believed to be the source of the outbreak, which has led to one death. Carvana, known for those car vending machines, said used car sales revved higher in the latest quarter. Cost-cutting also helped, and Carvana reported stronger profits and a better outlook for the rest of the year. The company said it sold more than 108,000 vehicles in the quarter, up 34% from the year before. Shares of Meta Platforms are lower ahead of the opening bell. CEO Mark Zuckerberg will increase investments in AI and futuristic technologies, with costs projected to reach almost $100 billion this year. Gina Cervetti, Bloomberg Radio.
This story just came into the KRLD newsroom. A House panel, U.S. House panel, on COVID plans to refer former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to the Justice Department for potential prosecution for false statements.
It is 7:26, and Texas homeowners pay a higher percentage of their housing value in property taxes than any other state. That's according to Redfin. In fact, Fort Worth, Dallas, and San Antonio are all in the top 10 list of cities nationwide with the fastest increase in property tax bills since 2019. Not to be outdone, Florida has five cities on that top 10 list of cities where property taxes have appreciated faster than anywhere else. Meanwhile, as more people move to North Texas, businesses in downtown Dallas are looking at how to keep their neighborhood growing.
Downtown Dallas Inc. says visitors from other parts of the Metroplex come here for events and festivals an average of four or five times a year. Chief Executive Jennifer Scripps says they've scheduled 170 events in parks this year.
And we want to continue to grow this, and we have the biggest event ever coming in less than 2 years with FIFA.
Interim City Manager Kim Tolbert says 107 people found homes in the first 100 days the city worked with nonprofits on a homeless initiative.
The business community truly wanted to be involved in the solution, which was refreshing. I believe we have the work, the model has started.
She says a lot of businesses downtown cited homelessness as a top issue. Scripps says they're also working to draw a grocery store. In downtown Dallas, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We haven't heard a ton from the Stars lately. Why? Well, because they're in Europe. Here's Tristan Ryans.
The Dallas Stars are in Finland for the NHL's Global Series, taking on the Florida Panthers, and Tyler Seguin took a moment to illustrate just what the journey has been like.
You know, I don't know a ton about the place, so it's been nice picking Rupe and Miro and S's brain a little bit, just on the culture here and how much everyone loves hockey. And you can see it, you know, people walking down the streets and how much attention they get. Pretty cool place.
Puck drops Friday at noon Texas time from the 24-hour news center. I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And the Charles Schwab Challenge Golf Tournament in Fort Worth went further than it ever has before when it comes to giving to charity. The tournament this year raised more than $20 million for the Birdies for Charity campaign.
That's a lot.
Yeah. It's a lot of money, because when golfers made birdies, more money went to the fund. And that money goes to help more than 30 different nonprofits across Tarrant County.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.